Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. Hey, I hope this podcast in some way jumpstarts your day today. Hey, I want to talk about something that has been on my heart. And it's about growing up as a Christian. It's about not acting the way we used to yesterday, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago. 5 years ago, I know some Christians who act the exact same way they did 10 years ago. That's no joke. There's been no transformation, no change, no nothing. And here we are living in these crazy times, and there's no change. There's no attempt to even grow. We're living in these crazy times. And I can't help but think Christians are going to be deceived in ways that are unimaginable. Jesus even talks about the deceived or the elect even being deceived. I just don't understand how we can go day after day, and not want to know God on a deeper level. Not want to grow spiritually at all. And I'm saying this to encourage myself in the Lord, to encourage you in the Lord, to encourage you to get in the Word. And I go to 1 Corinthians 13:11. 1 Corinthians 13:11. If you've got your Bibles. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I understood like a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. And we have to decide, are we going to become the man and the woman that God wants us to be, or are we going to stay exactly the same? Are we going to put away childish things? How many more years can you go to the club? How many more years can you get continually drunk and think that, you know, you can live that life each and every week? How many more years are we going to live as children? How many more years are we going to be entitled? How many more years are we going to think that God is a genie and that we just rub the Bible a certain way and God will give us our three wishes without us doing anything? We have to put away childish things. How many more years do we think we can change our finances and change our future, but do nothing in the process to change it? We just keep doing the same thing over and over again, and we expect different results. That is called the definition of insanity, my friends. Over this COVID period, I had to do some deep introspection on myself. I had to look at myself and say, wow, I have to grow up in many areas. I've made a lot of bad financial decisions. I've made a lot of bad professional decisions. I've continued to work at churches when I knew that my time there was over, simply for the money. God doesn't honor that. I have to put away childish things. I have to become a man. I have to provide for my children's children. Why, do you say? Not for greed, but the Bible says that a good man will leave an inheritance for his children's children. I'm in the process of working on that. I'm doing things to better my finances. I'm doing things to not live beyond my means, because guess what? I want to become a man. It's time to put away childish things. Have you ever asked yourself, what childish things do I need to put away? What childish things do I need to stop doing? Maybe you have a temper and you go off on everybody. And everybody knows it. And everybody has seen it over the years. Maybe it's time that changes. Maybe you have an alcohol or a drug problem. Maybe you are a man and you have a family and you're not being diligent about going out and finding a job, no matter what it is. You're sitting at home, rubbing the Bible, waiting for God to be the genie and bless you with finances. Well, my friend, faith without works is dead. You've got to go out and do something and give God something to work with. He's not going to just bless you. He does not bless laziness. I've never seen the righteous nor the Son of Man forsaken for bread. That means we've got to get out and do something. We've got to give God something to work with. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. Are you still cussing and swearing? When I was a child, I spoke like a child. You still gossip and slandering? When I was a child, I spoke like a child. Are you still talking about the pastor on social media and to your friends? Are you still holding grudges? Are you still bitter? When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I understood like a child. Do you understand that without this word, the only thing that's really going to educate you is the world? And when you're educated by the world, you move further and further away from the truth found in God's word. I thought like a child. We tend to think like children, don't we? We see our circumstances and we think we're not going to make it. We see our circumstances. We see the doctor's report. We think we're not going to make it. We see a broken relationship and we think that we're never going to recover. We see more month at the end of the money and we think God isn't a provider. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away those foolish things. I put away those foolish, childish things. Now when I see more month at the end of the money, not only do I step out and try to work whatever I can in my own strength, but I also depend on God as my provider. And I depend on God to open doors when I'm willing to take a step out in faith and work whatever it is to provide for my family. I have dug ditches. I have worked masonry. I have painted fences. I've done whatever it took to make money and provide for my family. We've got to start putting away childish things, my friends. You can't be known as the one that's going to go off on somebody if somebody tells you the truth. We got to put away childish things. We've got to do God's work for the right reasons. We've got to put away childish thoughts. I thought like a child. What does a child always say? Mine. Mine. I want it. It's only concerned with me, myself, and I. We have to put away childish things and put the desires and concern of others above our own desires. We have to love God and love people. I look back on my past and boy, was I a child. Boy, I spoke like a child. I understood like a child and I thought like a child. And I got to tell you, woo, God's word transforms. God's word renews. God's word restores. God's word reinvigorates. God's word inspires. God's word helps us to grow up, especially when we obey it. Specifically when we obey it. God's word is a game changer in every aspect. So are you still speaking like a child? Are you still understanding and thinking like a child? It's time for a change. What's the foundation that's going to change you? Well, that's Jesus, and that's getting into the word. That's meditating on the word day and night. Joshua 1:8 says that then you will become prosperous and successful. You want to be a good dad? Put away childish things. You want to be a good mom? Put away childish things. You want to be a good brother or sister or friend or family member? Put away childish things. You want to be a good employee? Put away childish things. You want to minister the right way? Put away childish things. You know, it's not about you. It's not about me. We have to put away childish things. God is good. God is faithful. He wants us to step out of the boat in faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.